There is a lack of intimacy.
29-year-old Letitia Andre Doucette is a fourth-year bioinformatics student at the Rochester Institute of Technology. She says she enjoys bopping to Chopin around the house.
And I think classical music is fun, but a culture shift needs to happen.
Across the country, audiences for orchestral music are shrinking. Their largest supporters are aging, and young adults just aren't turning out to concert halls in significant numbers. Sunil Younger, the director of research and analysis at the National Endowment for the Arts, says those between the ages of 18 and 44 are showing the sharpest decline, with a 39% drop in attendance between 2002 and 2008.
To give an example, among 18 to 24-year-olds, about 11% of them in 1982, roughly 1 in 10, had attended a classical music performance. That's down to less than 7% in 2008. And that pattern's pretty severe in other age groups, too. From 25 to 34-year-olds, you see it going from 13% down to 7%.
But there's a glimmer of light, despite these depressing stats. Younger says classical music remains the most popular art form that's accessed by broadcast and recordings, reaching approximately 40 million Americans. Orchestras, including the Rochester Philharmonic, are experimenting to reach new young audiences. Suggested strategies include changing the way classical music is presented, altering repertoires, and even having musicians play more intensely. But none of these ideas address the challenge of how to lure young adult audiences who might be juggling a new family and work obligations.
I think there's this stereotype that goes along with classical music that it's elite, it's boring, it's stiff, and it's reserved for old people.
That's hornist Emily Wozniak. She's the artistic director and founder of a student-run orchestra called Sound Exchange, based out of the Eastman School of Music.
The goal of the group is basically to redefine what an orchestra is. An orchestra, to us, to Sound Exchange, is not just a group of 80 people that plays in a big, fancy concert hall. We're a group of musicians who want to share our music with people. It's an exchange between the musicians and the audience.
By seating the audience inside the orchestra, so they sit next to a tuba player or violinist.
And then they get to watch the conductor. They get to actually experience what it's like to create a huge sound, and they get to feel that energy.
It's a move our Chopin bopping student, Andre Doucette, says is needed.
There's a huge barrier, and it's weird because it's all an open space, yet there feels like there is a wall between you and the actual musician. In classical, they're not really trained, you know, to have that, you know, those moments of expression and to be immersed not only within their own music, but within the audience.
Sound Exchange performs by invitation at different Rochester venues, such as galleries and college campuses. The ensemble is experimenting with creative programming, much like many other symphony orchestras, by collaborating with professional dance troupes and incorporating multimedia into their performances. Wozniak says she's hopeful this will draw a younger audience.
I think, at least for our generation, we're a very visual generation. We're used to computers, we're used to phones, we're used to all of this kind of stimulation all the time. And so to expect people our age to come to a symphony concert and sit there for almost 3 hours in one seat and focus on an experience that's happening not even close to them, very far away, it's not exactly realistic.
While Sound Exchange focuses on building a younger audience, this ensemble will face the same financial duress many other symphonies are dealing with.
I just think if we make some little adjustments, more people will be able to enjoy the music, and hopefully orchestras can get to the point where they can thrive instead of struggle.
For now, the optimistic Eastman hornist says the orchestra is steadily working to capture and engage young adults by seating them amongst the orchestra. That way, Wozniak says, they too can bop to the sweeping melodies of Chopin, along with other classical composers, and fill concert hall seats. Carlette Claire, WXXI News.